You are there, Atlanta Constitution, June 20th, 1913, Little Mary Fagan. Formby woman may not be a witness. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, June 20th, 1913. State declares its case against Frank is now complete. Dorsey still absent because of the inconsistency of her statement with the state's outline of prosecution. Chief Lanford intimates that Mima Formby, the rooming house keeper of 400 Piedmont Avenue, will not be called to the stand in Leo Frank's trial. He does not state this positively, however, but it is the general opinion that such will be the prosecution's action. Mrs. Formby has stated to a Constitution reporter that she is ready to testify against the factory superintendent and that she will remain in Atlanta until time of trial. It is said that a number of occupants of her Piedmont Avenue home, who were in on the night she alleges Frank telephoned her several times to obtain a room to which he could bring a girl, have testified that no such telephone calls came, and that the phone did not ring more than once or twice during the entire evening. Frank Hooper, the well-known attorney, who is to be associated with solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey in the prosecution, has returned from his recent trip to Cincinnati. Although much speculation was created over his journey in view of the fact that Colonel T.B. Felder, who has been an active figure in the Fagan investigation, was in Cincinnati at the same time on a trip, the nature of which he declined to disclose. Also, importance was attached to the fact that the Solicitor General was out of the city at the same time. Each of the trio, however, declared that their visits out of the city had nothing whatever to do with the Fagan case. None but the solicitor, though, would tell the mission of his trip. He went on a vacation to Atlantic City, he told reporters. The state's case is regarded as complete, Mr. Hooper said Thursday, shortly following his return to town. There have been no new developments. We are waiting now for time of trial.